Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode.
What do some Irish people eat on a Thursday night when they haven't got the inclination, time, or, well, basically the desire to go and cook a big meal, something fancy? So what do some people do? And that's what this is about. You see, some people get hold of a big head of broccoli and they cut off florets from it. And they take this and they go over to the sink. And they give them a wash, right? So that means that some people get 5 florets and then they put the remainder of the big, fat, heavy head of broccoli back in the fridge. They then get a big carrot, a big, fat carrot. And they cut the end off it. Oh, and they get an organic one. Yeah. That makes them feel better because they feel that they're doing their bit for the environment. And then they scrape with a knife along the skin of the carrot. And they get that bit out of the way. And having done that, they realised that this big fat organic carrot needs to be cut in half, right down the. Then they cut the thing lengthways, and then they cut it the other bit lengthways, and then they think, I wonder what form. Well, we'll just cut slices down along the carrot. Because they're thinking, now, how shall we cook these vegetables? And they're saying, well, the quickest, easiest, most environmentally friendly, most, climate change, think about climate change, think about sustainability, think about your opposition to plastics. Do all of this while you're cutting the carrot, because it gives you something to think about. Right, then you got the carrot cut up into bits. And you say, some Irish people say, that's quite enough, I've done quite enough of that. And then they say, right, I need a colander. Yeah. They need a colander and they throw carrots into the colander. This is what some Irish people do, right? On a Thursday night, they just chuck it in just like that. Then they shove water. About an inch of water into a saucepan. They turn on the gas, they shove it on there, then they put the colander on top of the saucepan. And when they discover it doesn't quite fit, they don't worry. They just don't worry. They look at the huge bits of broccoli and they think, shall I cut them up? And they say, no, why bother? Just dump them in there. And then they find a lid. Without a lid, now you've got to find a lid that. Some Irish people get lids that are too big. On a Thursday night, they just don't care. And then they put the organic carrots back in the fridge. Now, Not all Irish people eat the same thing as each other, even when they're going to eat the meal together. You see, some Irish people have an appetite for a baked potato. And what they do is they shove a baked... Well, first of all, they get some terrible object and they skewer, or they punch holes in the baked potato. Lots of times. And in the middle of doing all of this, they realize that the floor is filthy. Now, I have to stress that, contrary to what some people think, not all Irish people are the same. So not all Irish people go walking in a field with a dog and then come home with mud on their boots. That just isn't the case. You might think all Irish people are basically, you know, live in either bogs or fields and are always wearing Wellingtons. By the way, no Irish people wear galoshes. Just nobody has galoshes in Ireland. Now, and here's where the true Irish really comes through. See, some Irish people, again, go to their local supermarket on Thursday because they're feeling lazy, and they find out that the sirloin beef steak is half price. And they buy some. They buy 540 kilos. No, sorry. 0.54 of a kilo. For €4.58. And they throw that down on a slab. And then they realise they have to open the plastic up. And this is all... This wouldn't happen any other night of the week, perhaps. Because the other nights of the week, they might be... Some Irish people be cooking cordon bleu and all that. So this fella's only... I want you to imagine a man who needs a plate for his... He needs a plate for his steak. And by the way, not all Irish people have daughters who are doing homework upstairs. Crash. And not all Irish people are noisy either. But some Irish people take out a piece of steak and plunk it down and say, bloody hell. That's phenomenal value. It's too big for anyone to eat. And to be honest, what am I going to do? And this is the big Thursday night issue. You see, on Thursday nights, you just don't know what's going to happen. So some Irish people, faced with the big issue, what am I going to do next? I've got too much steak. Decide to have a glass of drink the dregs of a glass of wine. Not all Irish people drink Australian wine from some place called Barroso, which sounds like as if they're a prize fighter valley. Now, this is what separates the men from the men. And it's how you do your steak. Now, some Irish people haven't a clue. They just don't know what to do. So they get a skillet, a slim skillet with ridges on it. I think that's what they use. Anyway, I wouldn't know. And after all, I stress again, no stereotyping. You can always get around stereotyping by saying some of these people. No problem there. Once you say some, you can say anything you like. You know, some Trump supporters believe the moon is flat. You know, absolutely. That's not stereotyping, right? Some, again, I don't want to stereotype. There are people I personally don't agree with, but I respect their right to think whatever they want. So it's not stereotyping to say some Trump supporters believe the world was created on a particular day by a particular extraordinary power that felt like doing something that day. And that's true. You could say some, and it's fabulous. Now, the other thing some Irish people have is a difficulty with that. They get, I don't know why, but they get a very sharp knife, or even a blunt one that used to be sharp, and they cut fat away from the edge of the steak. Why? Well, it is said among aficionados of Ireland that that's in order to stop the steak burning or something, making smoke in the kitchen or something like that. Anyway, stuff like that. Now, some Irish people forget to put a little oil in the skillet, and some don't. And again, it has been known, there's a tendency among some Irish citizens to use sunflower oil. Others use olive oil, others use rapeseed oil, others use oil of magnesia, or oil of echinacea. And some can't find the little green brush that they use in order to distribute the oil on the skillet so that it's evenly distributed. And actually, some people can't measure very well, so they have to pour a bit of the oil down the sink. Okay. I think we'll stop saying what some Irish people do, and we'll move on to being more specific. I know a man who plugs his kitchen up with olives, tickets to opera, or application for tickets to opera from Glyndebourne, bottles, North Cork Enterprise Board pens and paints. I've had quite enough Doritos for this afternoon, and I know a guy who then decides, and this is just what he does, I'll demonstrate, right? Puts his hand over the skillet, tries to see if the oil is just about ready to smoke. Turns the skillet down a little bit and then puts the steak on. That's what he does. And then he turns on the fan in case the fire alarm goes off. While he's doing this, he gets knives and forks. And this guy is just so nerdish that he sits at the table. And then he gets the back end of a fork. And he gradually presses, he gets the back end of a fork, and he presses down on the steak. Kind of saying to himself, this'll get the steak nice and brown quickly. Now, he puts on his daughter's steak first. Yeah, that's what this guy does. And he then turns around and realizes that he should open the kitchen window to let air in. while all this is going on, he thinks, right, let's have a bit of loud music. And then, having, as they say in Ireland, burned the bejesus, and then when he burned the bejesus out of the state,
but to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation, it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me, we've never been apart.
And he takes the baked potato out of the oven, that's for himself. And I guess ready to call his daughter to dinner.
Always has respected her.
Okay, what happened to the rest of the music? What happened to the rest of the music? Here. Here, here's one. And the dog is over in the corner. Yes, not all Irishmen on a Thursday night have a dog sitting over in the corner, not moving, while all this steak is being played. I mean, it's just crazy, you know? Here we go.
Future
to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. I was a free man in Paris, nobody was calling me up for favors. No one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow for the...
This, Philip, I mean, this sirloin, I mean, to say it cost almost nothing would be a total exaggeration. But the total cost of these two enormous steaks, €4.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay,
yeah. Give us your plate. Here comes the broccoli.
So how much was the fillet?
The fillet would have cost, for this much fillet?
Twenty?
I'm serious. I mean, this fillet's the most expensive. I know it costs €39 a kilo, I think. And this sirloin is probably, I think it is probably about...
Ten,
yeah, correct. But the big question is, what do you think of it? That's all that.
I thought the fillet wasn't good, that you couldn't really taste any flavour from it.
Well, fillet is really, you know, the purpose of fillet is to give you beautiful texture. The teeth go through it, but it doesn't have the real... It's not as tasty. It definitely isn't as tasty. But there are some people who don't like the taste of... Basically, don't like the taste of meat. Okay, is there any music you would like? I've got Spotify open. Any music you think that we might both like or you'd like to introduce me to? I'm ready. I've got it here. Call me out the name of the song. I'm particularly interested these days in Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No longer popular. I'm particularly interested in, oh God, I don't know. Somebody I've never heard of.
You want me to play somebody that you've never heard of?
Yeah, who you could introduce me to their music.
Okay, put on Sia, Thunder Clouds.
Sia?
Sia.
Spell.
S-I-A. Thunder Clouds.
Thunder Clouds with an S, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Play.
Yeah. All of it is one. One more man. If you got out, it's time I feel to try. To try. Oh, it's a very good.
How was your kid?
Very nice. Thank you.
I like it. Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth. LSP. And putting this into my new discoveries. Hold on, just 1 second. Just 1 second. Let me just add this. Because I... Oh, God, I know what... Yeah, I knew discoveries. Okay. Sorry, you were saying.
Do you know how to cue songs? Cue.
Cue them?
Yeah. It's like one plays straight after the other without having you to do anything. They don't have to be part of a playlist or anything.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play two more songs.
Yeah, do.
And you're not going to have to touch them.
I'm good.
Touch it.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah, that's handy.
So you go in here into those three dots.
Yeah.
And you say add to queue.
All right, yeah. Okay.
So I might press play here.
Yeah.
Add
and then you can go into other ones and add them in.
Yeah. Back here.
And you just add them to a queue.
When I was young,
I've never done this before. Used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the line on the back of the bus. Oh no, your daddy didn't like me much. Didn't believe me when I said you were the one. Every day, she'd find a way out of the window to sneak out. Then she'd send me on the inside. In the city with a sun, no, I said. Every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a big cover. God, this kitchen is pretty nice. Where do you find the new music?
Jerks.
Sorry?
Jerks. Yeah. Or radio. If I hear it on the line. I try singing in my head and then try to find words that might be a title. Yeah. This song is very big right now. When the morning comes and we see what we've become. In the cold light of day we're aflame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back.
slightly reminds me of Ed Sheeran. Remember, I didn't see it then, so I couldn't tell. Not quick enough?
It's not quick.
Ugh. Okay, leave it.
Yeah. Broccoli has a certain taste and it's not quick. Kind of a green taste, it's not quick.
Do you want some to cook it more?
No, excuse me, I have one.
And, you know, when all said and done, not every Irishman on a Thursday night has a concert in his front room. That was From Cork With Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.